This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. If you're with me yesterday morning, I was talking about tragedy and Psalm 46 and saying today again that God is there for us as a tower and strength and help. I can recall, as you do, the horror of September 11, 2001, when the Twin Towers collapsed in the United States. They were horrible images. And in the Newsweek magazine some years later, in fact it was August 2006, there was an article where the author said the great shock to the American system is realizing that no fortress remains intact, no wall is tall enough, and no place really safe. That reminds me, I heard of a retired couple a couple of years ago who wanted to find a place that was free from all conflict and war. They searched over the whole world and settled on an island that they thought would be very secure. They were thrilled until their paradise on the Falkland Islands were turned into a war zone by Britain and Argentina. Well, it shows that there is no place on earth that's really safe. But I want to say today that we do have a safe place with God, our eternal Father. Psalm 46 verse 2 says, "We won't be afraid even if the mountains tumble into the deep sea and the oceans roar and the mountains are shaken." Now, here the writer of Psalm 46 is imagining the worst calamity that could possibly hit his people as he describes the earthquakes, the volcanoes erupting and the mountains slipping into the sea. So he said, even though the earth gives way or the landscape suddenly changes, we don't have to be afraid. Mountains provided refuge in times of war, and mountains were considered to be the most secure part of nature because they were fixed, they were firm. And it was in this confidence that the prophet Isaiah had when he said, "The Lord gives perfect peace to those whose faith is firm." So he said, "We always trust the Lord because he is forever our mighty rock." Well, if you have a look at Psalm 46, you'll see, for example, verse 3 that describes the roaring waters of the sea. Roaring literally means to be in great commotion. You might remember the name Elizabeth Elliot. Elizabeth Elliot's first husband, actually, his name was Jim. He died, killed by the Alca Indians in Ecuador. Her second husband died from cancer, but in describing how she felt about these tragedies, she actually turned to Psalm 46, and these were the words she wrote. "In the first shock of death, everything that has seemed dependable has given way." She said, "The mountains are falling, the earth's reeling. In such a time, it's a profound comfort to know that although all around me seems to be shaken, one thing is not. God is not shaken." So that comes from experience. So God protects us when we seek refuge in him. Now, fortunately, we don't have to run far to find him because God is with you and me right now. He's right around us. His grace flows through like a river, brings gladness and joy. So the author was saying that while this ocean might rage and foam, God's presence is there as a calm, gently flowing stream. So you and I, we can have this sort of joy even when our lives are filled with turmoil. God's presence with his people is actually one of the central truths of Scripture. God is with us. The Lord Almighty is with us. And that's where the word Emmanuel, which means God with us, which comes from Matthew 1, that refers to Jesus. So no matter how bad things get, we can always count on the presence of God. When he lifts his voice, this psalm says, the earth melts. The raging world melts or dissolves before him. Do you know that Jesus Christ is the Lord of history? That Jesus Christ is God? Nothing's happened outside his plan. Jesus is one who never catches anything. It never catches him by surprise. And we know that there is tragedy and war. There's havoc. But we know that we can open our hands in submission to God. And I think it's only when we say no to our own efforts that we know God, to discover that we can submit to God, particularly through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. Lord, we come before you today, and I pray that you'll help us with our attitude. Help us to reach out to people who are struggling in life. Help us, Lord, to have answers that come from you. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.